Are highly creative people more prone to madness? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Canada, professor of English at Indiana University Kokomo, explores the brain to find out.
Artists have long been considered, well, different. Writers, painters, and musicians tend to awe, even unnerve us. Some of these creative types have embraced this image of the eccentric outsider. After all, as Emily Dickinson put it, much madness is divinest sense. Is there something different about artists? Modern science allows us to go beyond our impressions and identify possible factors that distinguish highly creative people. In my research on that most outré of artists, Edgar Allan Poe, I have used the modern model of the divided brain to explain his method and effect on readers. Poe showed a remarkable predilection for functions and inclinations associated with the right sides of our brains. The Pit and the Pendulum, The Mask of the Red Death, and other works teem with striking, often surreal images, as well as appeals to negative emotions, particularly horror and grief. Some portray characters sabotaging themselves, much as Poe did in his own life, when he picked fights and blew opportunities. In light of these parallels, I believe that Poe's right brain played a crucial role in his life and literature. Poe, who wrote of the poetical portion of his brain and claimed to have drawn literary material from his dreams, discovered a way to reach our right brains by mining and employing his own. Perhaps artists are not mad after all. Maybe they are the ones in their right minds.
That was Mark Canada of Indiana University Kokomo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.